And it is time for this week's round of Adopt a Pet. Every week, we meet a different dog or cat who's looking for their forever home. I'd like to take a minute to thank all of our participating animal rescue organizations, including Orange County Animal Services, the Goat House Refuge, Independent Animal Rescue, and the organization that joins us today, Cat Tales Cat Cafe. Katie is from cattailscatcafe.com is their website, cattailscatcafe.com, and she has brought a beautiful inquisitive kitten with her this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Tell us about Tucker.
So yes, Tucker is here. He is our six-month-old, very outgoing little boy. He's busy exploring right now. And he was the representative for the tabby takeover that we're having at Cat Tales right now. We are full of tabbies.
Nice. So So what constitutes the tabby takeover?
So that's
was that an on-purpose thing, or was this just like, we got a bunch of tabbies?
No, that's just how the chips fell. Yeah, we've got a lot, and they're all about that same age, so mm-hmm. we have to put different collars on all of them so we can tell them
Makes
apart.
Sense. So how
it's
did...
like a sea of brown tabbies, but actually a whole bunch of them are getting adopted. So
that's awesome.
That's really exciting. Yeah.
A lot of news about animals getting adopted out of Cat Tales, like just a ton of them recently,
right? It's been bananas.
Yeah.
August has always been our super slow month, so much that last year I remember thinking, you know, maybe we should close and give everybody a break and just a little summer break. And we had 16 adoptions in August, and that momentum has continued into September, and we can barely keep up. It's been awesome. Our rescue partner, which is Beautiful Together Animal Sanctuary, has done an amazing job. They are busy every week pulling cats from really high-risk shelters, so that's their priority, or finding the cats that are in jeopardy from some of these overcrowded, underfunded shelters from outside of Orange County. Our Orange County shelter is awesome, does a great job, and so some of these other shelters do need a little help, and we are happy to help with some of these great cats.
Including Tucker. So how did he come to you?
Yeah, so Tucker has a fun little story. He was found as a teeny, teeny, tiny baby at a gas station as a single kitten, no mama, no other siblings found. And he hit the lottery because he was actually found by one of Beautiful Together's fosters, a great experienced foster. So, of course, she snatched him up and raised him and turned into the fabulous little boy that he is. So, we've had so many calls, too, of people finding kittens and cats. And, of course, we want to help as many people as we can. But our goal is also to teach people how to handle these situations on their own, you know, when the time comes, just so that people aren't completely relying on shelters and rescues.
Right.
Because the last couple months is when it's, you know, kitten peak season and everybody's so overwhelmed. So, yeah, we always love it when people find kittens and say, what can I do to help, you know, right now?
Yeah. Speaking with Katie Poitras, cattailscatcafe.com is the website. Go there and find out more. We're talking about Tucker, who is very inquisitive and, like, is real sly. Like,
yeah,
he just bumped up against me. Like, he was up on the countertop. Like, you don't even notice he's there. And then, like, you look and it's like, oh, hey, Tucker, how's it going? What's he like personality-wise?
Well, and at Cat Tales, he's one of the first to greet you in the morning. He's a real wild child, definitely a kitten that we think will need a playmate or a household with lots of kids and activity. He's very social little guy. He is buddies with one of our other kittens named Peter. They're not necessarily a bonded pair, but of course would make a fabulous pair if you were looking for two. But yeah, he's very into whatever you're doing, likes to play, very loving as well. So he's just a great, great all-around little dude.
And he's still little. Like, he's got some room to grow,
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to grow. He's going to develop his personality. And if you're in the market for a cat, this would be a perfect one. Like, let him develop his personality with you.
He's super easy. He would integrate into pretty much any situation. He adores the other cats.
Mm-hmm.
New cats come in, and he just walks up to him and says, hey, what's up?
Let me show you around the place.
Yeah.
Awesome. So people will want to find out more. Maybe they want to think about adopting Tucker. What do they do?
So, yeah, you'll come to Cat Tails to meet him and the other cats. We do strongly encourage reservations. We stay pretty full because we limit the number of people in the cat room at a time, which keeps the experience low stress for the kitties, and people, when they visit, get lots of kitty time. So do make a reservation, and you'll meet Tucker. You'll meet a bunch of new kitties that are coming this week. We actually had 5 adoptions on Sunday alone.
Wow.
So, which is, we average usually about 5 a week. So that was pretty wild. And big shout out to all the volunteers from Beautiful Together who helped make that happen. But yeah, make a reservation, come hang out. You never know who will choose you. And then, yeah, take home a cat or 2 or 3.
Again, cattails, catcafe.com is the website. Go there and find out more. We're going to have photos of Tucker up on our website, chapelboro.com, in the Bark Report section of our town square and up on social media. So plenty of different ways you can find out more about Tucker and see photos and get in touch with Cattails Cat Cafe, because I think Tucker's going to get adopted quickly. Absolutely should. Thank you so much for being with us today, as
Absolutely.
Always.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us. We love it.
And again, thanks to all of the animal rescue organizations who help us out with Adopt a Pet every single week. Cattails Cat Cafe, of course, also the Goat House Refuge, Independent Animal Rescue, and Orange County Animal Services.